They were members of the same church. Elvina Hall was an amateur poet, John Grape a professional musician. But in the creating of Jesus Paid It All, neither was aware of the other's work. How the words and the music were brought together to give us this beloved hymn is today's story, as Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina presents A Treasury of Great Hymns. Hello, this is Charles Kelsch, music director at WMUU Radio in Greenville, South Carolina. I'm glad today to have the help of several of my colleagues here at WMUU to bring you today's hymn story. In order, you'll be hearing Louise Mason Kay as Mrs. Elvina Hall, Willie Thompson as Pastor Schrick, and Jeff Gaines as Mr. John T. Grape. You've heard me say from time to time on the broadcast that this series takes its title from the book written by the late Guy Johnson, who served on the staff of Bob Jones University for more than 50 years. Today's account of the writing of Jesus Paid It All is adapted directly from Mrs. Johnson's book, Treasury of Great Hymns and Their Stories. Jesus Paid It All was sparked by a sentence in a pastor's Sunday morning prayer in Baltimore, Maryland, in 1865. Choir member Elvina M. Hall was stirred by Pastor George Schrick's thanksgiving for the great salvation we have in Christ Jesus. As Elvina thought on the sacrificial death of our Lord, she was impressed anew with how much all believers owe Him. Picking up a hymnal, apparently while the minister was still praying, Mrs. Hall began to pen on the flyleaf of the hymnal the words,
I hear the Savior say, Thy strength indeed is small. Child of weakness, watch and pray. Find in me thine all in all.
At the end of the stanzas, her heart exclaimed,
Jesus paid it all.
And very quickly she added the refrain with its reference to the effects of sin and its assurance that Jesus Christ cancels sin through his shed blood on the cross.
Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
When Elvina Hall returned home, she carefully copied her words and took them to her pastor. A few days later, while visiting John T. Grape, his church organist, the pastor asked,
John, have you written any new tunes lately?
Yes, let me play one for you.
Why not try Elvina Hall's words with this new tune?
The idea pleased the organist. He had been disappointed with his new tune. Even the members of his choir had concurred that it was of poor quality. Only one person, John Grape's wife, had praised the music.
It's a good tune, John, and it will find good use. You'll see.
Mrs. Grape's appraisal was correct. In 1874, that tune, combined with Elvina Hall's words, was published in Gospel Songs by Ira Sankey and P.P. Bliss. Jesus Paid It All quickly became one of our most popular gospel hymns, especially for revival meetings. Where could we find more appealing words or a more appealing tune than Jesus Paid It All? Thousands have argued, I'm too bad to be accepted of the Lord. God can't save a sinner like me. Yet they have melted under Mrs. Hall's reminder.
Lord, now indeed I find thy power and thine alone can change the leper spots and melt the heart of stone.
Others have argued, I'm afraid I cannot hold out. Mrs. Hall has answered,
For nothing good have I whereby thy grace to claim. I'll wash my garments white in the blood of Calvary's Lamb. And when before the throne I stand in him complete, Jesus died, my soul to save, my lips shall still repeat. Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow.
Treasury of Great Hymns is based on the book by Guy Johnson and sponsored by Bob Jones University. To learn about this month's offer for radio listeners, plus other helpful Christian resources from Bob Jones University, call toll-free 1-866-BJU-RADIO. That's 1-866-BJU-RADIO. Or visit our website at www.bjuradio.com. You may also write to us at Bob Jones Radio, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614. This is Charles Kelsch inviting you to tune in next week at the same time for A Treasury of Great Hymns, and reminding you to make melody in your heart to the Lord.